Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 877 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Kathy, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're doing any hiring of any kind, you know, one of the biggest pains is going out there and putting that job description out to all those different places. I mean, there's hundreds of places to put those things at. And then you have to manage all those calls that come in or the emails that come in. It's just really cumbersome, which is why ZipRecruiter is here to help. In one interface with just a couple clicks, you can send out your job description to hundred plus different websites and social media channels and everywhere. And what's really cool is ZipRecruiter manages that process for you with that dashboard. So instead of having to manage all those calls and emails coming in, it's all handled through ZipRecruiter, and you don't have to worry about the process of looking for the right people. You can just find the right candidates for your position, and you can work to do that through ZipRecruiter. I would highly recommend it. It's one of the top recommended resources here on AskPat. I've gotten so many emails about it, and I highly recommend you check it out. And get this, you can use it for free. You can use it for free. You guys who are listening to this, all you have to do is go to ziprecruiter.com/pat. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. You'll be able to check it out. All right. Thanks so much. And now here's today's question from Kathy.
Hi, Pat. My name is Kathy Mazak, and I have a website at kathymazak.com where I teach PhD students and new professors how to publish more and advance their academic publishing careers. I'm working on an ebook that I'm hoping to put on Amazon as a Kindle book because I know that Amazon is a search engine and it's a place that my audience definitely hangs out and is searching. My question is, does it make a difference whether I put it there for free or charge what seems to be like a really nominal amount, like $1.99, $2.99, $3.99 that I often see for like Kindle books on Amazon? So that's my question. Thank you so much for all that you do. Yours is the podcast I can't live without. Have a great day.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Congrats on the upcoming ebook. So what should you charge on Amazon? Well, there's a number of different ways to go about it. A lot of people, they charge the sort of maximum amount that you should be charging for a Kindle book, and that is about $9.99. And what that does is it gives you the most profit. Now, if you go above that, because of the way that Amazon's pricing structure is scheduled, at least at the time of this recording, you're going to actually make less for a little bit because of the royalty structures. And I'm not going to go into that right now, but you will make 70% of what you earn. 30% will go to Amazon if you're anywhere between the $2.99 range and the $9.99 range. After that, they start taking 70% and you keep 30%. So that's kind of how it works. And it's kind of interesting that they do that, right? Like, why would they change it so drastically? It's because they want to control the general pricing of books that are for Kindle. And so that's why it's like that, because they want to keep it between that sort of $1.99, $2.99 mark and the $9.99 mark. Obviously, if you have a paperback book, you could charge more. And then there's the Audible version or the audiobook version, which you can manage that process at acx.com, which I do for my books. And that's great too. Actually, I make more profit from the Audible books more than anything, actually, now that I've had a year or so of data behind it. Now, when it comes to the Kindle books and the pricing, I mean, that's really up to you. I wouldn't give it away for free. You can do that in a smart way during certain time periods as a promotion, though. That's why I would charge a price at least $1.99. I would go much higher if possible before that $9.99 mark. And obviously, there's some perceived value there with your book as well. If it's only $1.99, what does that mean versus if it's actually $4.99? And yeah, it's kind of not much of a difference. It's only $3 difference, but it does play a role if people are used to buying Kindle books. That perceived value that is there now. So I'm not going to tell you what price is right. It depends on kind of what you want to do with it. But the reason why I would charge something and not go free is because you can enroll in what's called KDP Select. So Kindle Direct Publishing Select, which means that, and the only requirement is that you cannot sell the book anywhere else for 90 days. But during those 90 days, you can do countdown promotions, meaning you can charge a lower price for a short period of time, and every day the price goes up until it gets back to the original price. Again, another advantage of starting high is you can offer these discounts at specific time periods. Or you can choose to have it be free for a certain time period, which is also a great strategy. If you're charging for a book on Kindle, you can go free for a short time period just to get a mad rush of people in there. If your goal is indeed to get it to as many people as possible, that's a great way to go about it too. If it's always free, then it's hard to push any sort of promotion behind it. So that's why I would charge. And is there a difference between $2.99 and $3.99? No, not much. But you might want to experiment with that. Plus, what's really cool is you can always change the price point and just test and see what happens. So Kathy, I'm not going to tell you exactly what the right price point is for you, but those are some things that you can know about behind it, and hopefully it'll work out for you. So thanks, Kathy. I appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing more about how that goes for you. I also want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and you guys, we're almost done with May, so looking forward to June. And also, here's a quote to finish off the day by Abraham Lincoln. He says, "He has a right to criticize who has a heart to help." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.